USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has made immigration reform a priority in his first days in office, sending Congress a proposal that would create a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That proposal is already drawing pushback from Senate Republicans. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the president's proposal is dead on arrival. He tells Fox News there won't be much support for a measure that hurts American workers.
The bill that Joe Biden sent last week, I think, will be dead on arrival. It's far to the left of any immigration bill that Congress has considered. It would flood the labor markets with millions of unskilled migrants, whether they're here presently as illegal aliens or they're rushing to the border now. That would be terrible for working class Americans, taking their jobs away or driving their wages down.
And Mexico's President Manuel López Obrador has tested positive for COVID-19. He tweeted Sunday evening that he was experiencing mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.